This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is Dr. Robert Carter of JSU's Department of Biology, who has a background in forestry. He's here to talk about the amazing world of trees. He's being interviewed by Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Carter, why are trees important in our community?
Trees provide a lot of services to urban areas, to communities. They provide a sound buffer, and they're really important for reducing utility bills. If you properly plant trees around your home, it can reduce your heating costs during the winter because the leaves fall off. Also, if you plant them on the north and west side of your house, it provides a windbreak. Most of our really cold weather comes from the north and the west. And during the summer, it can really reduce your air conditioning costs by as much as 25 to 50%. So it's really important for keeping your home cool. Also, trees can cool a city. An area where you have lots of asphalt, lots of concrete, you know, it can get very warm in the summer. If you have lots of trees there, those trees are constantly putting out water. And as that water evaporates, it carries heat away from the Earth's surface. So one tree can have the cooling effect of 10 room-sized air conditioners operating 20 hours a day. And trees are also important for cleaning our air. They remove dust and particulates from the air. They can absorb some of the ozones that we have at the Earth's surface, carbon monoxide, and other pollutants. And one important thing that most people don't realize is that trees reduce stress. That's why people like to have plants in their office. And when you have trees around your home, it tends to reduce your stress. It's been shown that people who have a tree outside of their hospital room heal faster than those who don't. And last but not least, trees provide privacy. They make us feel like we're living in the forest, even though we may be living in an urban area.
Thank you. This is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.